The media moguls in our society have figured out a way to grab our attention. At least I can say that it tends to work on me. If I click on a news site online or flip on the evening news, my eyes tend to be pulled in by the gravitational phrase that is so often used. There are only two words in this phrase, but they have an effect. Those words are breaking news. Those words instantly communicate that something very important is happening or something is unfolding that hasn't unfolded before. And when I tend to see the words breaking news, I'm generally curious to find out what it is that some reporter is so anxious to report about. So I have some breaking news for you this morning. Jesus has risen. That's the report of an eyewitness named Peter, who is anxious to declare that in places such as Acts, where he said God raised him up from the dead because it was impossible for him to be held in its power. Breaking news, we're several days beyond Easter. Breaking news, Jesus rose from the dead about 2,000 years ago. Breaking news, our flesh tends to say, I've heard that phrase hundreds of times. Why should I pay special attention to it now? The message of Christ's resurrection is not breaking news, of course, in the sense that it is a message that has not previously been heard. It has been voiced over and over and over by God's people for centuries. Even before it took place, the faithful were heralding the truth of Christ's resurrection. Job announced way back in the Old Testament, I know that my Redeemer lives. The psalmist understood that God would not let his Holy One see corruption. Breaking news in the sense of being a message that has not before been heard? No. But breaking news in the sense of reporting on the biggest break in history, and in the sense of being a message that continues to break things today, yes. It is breaking news, first of all, in the sense that it is news about the biggest break in history. From the moment that Jesus died on Good Friday, death was exerting all of its pressure and power, trying with all its might to keep Christ down. If it could keep Jesus down, it could keep us down. But it couldn't. It was impossible, Peter said, for him to be held in its power. God raised him up. Jesus broke free. He snapped the bonds of death, and in doing so, broke death's grip on us. Christ has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. At no other time in history had anyone been successful in breaking himself free from death. But Jesus did. The Easter message is truly breaking news because it announces the destruction of our arch enemy. But it is also breaking news in the sense of being a message which continues to break things that still need breaking today, like the false belief that there is no judge to face at the end of life. Consider by way of example the account of Paul's trial before the governor Felix. Paul spoke to Felix about the resurrection of flesh, that which will take place because of Christ's resurrection. He spoke, we're told, of future judgment, making the point that all people will be raised and will be required to give an account of their lives before the risen Christ. And we're told that as Paul discussed justice, self-control, and the coming judgment, Felix became frightened. The governor apparently lived in the delusion, up till that point at least, that all of the bad things that he had done would be forgotten and buried once he was buried and forgotten. But the message of Christ's resurrection confronts people with the reality that there is life after death and a day of reckoning for which they must be prepared. It breaks the delusion that the day of judgment can somehow be avoided. But that doesn't mean that the message of Christ's resurrection is a negative thing by any means. For the message of Christ, which does mean that we'll all rise and stand before him, is the very same message that reveals that we can stand before Him in complete confidence. The very news which reveals the fact that we'll all have to stand before the eternal judge one day is the same news that tells us that the judge has been fully appeased. Scripture summarizes very succinctly the events of Holy Week with this two-part sentence. Jesus, He was handed over to death for our trespasses and was raised for our justification. There's a link between God's gavel and Christ's grave. When God raised Jesus from the dead, He struck His heavenly gavel in the heavenly courtroom, so to speak, and declared the entire world not guilty. The resurrection of Christ broke the sentence of death that hung over every one of us, crushing all condemnation. We now stand justified. And how do all the benefits of that justification become our personal possession? Through faith, which is also directly linked to the message of Christ's resurrection. When the Apostle Paul was in Athens, he proclaimed what happened on Easter morning, and that message broke through the natural hardness of some of his hearers' hearts, replacing it with saving faith. We're told that he spoke of the way in which God has given assurance to all by raising Jesus from the dead. And as a result, even though there were those who scoffed, some of them joined him and became believers, including Dionysius the Areopagite and a woman named Damaris and others with them. The message of our Lord's triumph over death breaks through the natural darkness of human hearts and replaces it with the light of day. And as it breaks spiritual darkness, it also does away with hopelessness. Hope, that certain and sure confidence in all that Jesus has won for us, is also inseparably linked to the news of Easter morning. Hear how Peter attaches solid Christian hope with the resurrection of Jesus. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ," he wrote. "By His great mercy, He has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." It is the resurrection of Jesus, and only the resurrection of Jesus, that can set us free from the despair of death, assuring us of the life everlasting which our Savior has won for us. So, do you need a break? Of course you do. We all do. So how wonderful of our Lord to have given us the tremendous news of all the breaks which are ours because of Christ's resurrection. When Jesus rose from the dead, He broke the grip that death had on every single one of us. He broke the human delusion that there is nothing more to earthly life than our earthly existence, but that is not a basis for fear, because Christ also broke the sentence of guilty, the sentence of our condemnation, replacing it with the declaration of righteousness, and as a result, He has broke through all sense of hopelessness, replacing it with the assurance of eternal life. Here is the biggest headline of all: Jesus has risen. What a break. As we sing hymn 203, I'm assuming that the author of the text used the word morning in its basic sense of the early part of a day. But as we sing it this morning, perhaps you can think, as you sing the word morning, of that word also as another synonym for Christ, as another name for our Lord Jesus. Hymn 203.